Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
I've said it a number of times, and whether it matters in terms of performance or not, you can't say, but I guess you'd rather be on the positive side than the negative side of this. That Cubs clubhouse has a group of guys stitched together for as long and as tightly as I've seen. They came up together. They were drafted together. They won together. They failed together. All that stuff. And really, there haven't been that many changes to a core 8, 9, 10, players in there, and the guys they have slid into that core have been a guy like Jason Hayward, who led through an incredibly trying time in the World Series, despite the fact that he was playing as bad a baseball as he's ever played. That's impressive to me.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sports. Sahadev Sharma is going to give us a Cubs reset at 10. There are a few people who observe that team as well as he does, so we will be the beneficiaries of his observational expertise at 10 o'clock, midday, midway at 10:40. Some surprises along the way as well. There's some NBA news we probably want to be following.
Oh, no doubt.
There's all kinds of stuff happening. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You can send a text to 67011.
60!
When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's
Lord,
at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
So this is usually the point in the show where you just keep babbling along about the start of the show and everything like that. But you should know that it is Dan Bernstein's birthday here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Nobody cares.
I know no one cares, but I
no
care and Jay cares and
no.
Rick cares. No, no, no. We're going to do this for a brief moment.
To be clear, I don't care, but I do care that it annoys Dan.
See, that's maybe the most fun part of Dan's birthday.
I care about annoying Dan.
Yeah, it really is kind of the most fun part. And so we did, everything on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, this was hastily planned and shoddily executed, but we did get you a gift or two to start the day.
It's a sweater!
Some of the boys and I got together. No, we did not get you a sweater, but you should know this.
I like the sweater, actually.
You've got one gift coming now, and you have another gift coming toward the end of the show.
It's not a hooker or anything, is it?
No, it's not anything. No, right. Daniel.
No, no, she died.
We bought you something that
naked
we...
a lap dance from Dan.
It's been a rough weekend for Dan.
Get to wear a copper pot, too.
Get a little bit of this, Chicago!
You need some petty cash. No, instead, we decided to buy you things that you won't shut up about. So, I have this for you. During leftovers, after the show today, for Dan's birthday, he's 50 today, call in, tell him he's old, 312-644-6767. That's the next part of your intro anyway. I know, you're going to do the exasperated sigh a lot. It's going to get old. I bought you these. Here. Read what that bag is, and that's going to be our leftover segment today.
Sweet!
Yeah, I ordered those special from the only place on Amazon that would actually sell them.
Awesome.
I think they're illegal in a number of different places, but I got them for you.
Cooked and dehydrated mixed bugs seasoned with salt, grasshoppers, mole crickets, silkworms, crickets, and sago worms.
So we will be eating those
absolutely
on leftovers.
Absolutely.
And we will be joined by the members of the I'm Fat podcast leftovers. You guys are in on this, too.
Yeah, we're not eating those.
No, I asked. You're clear. Rick, you don't have to.
I would say I'm working still at noon, sorry.
We'll dip them in cheese. How about that?
These are good on their own. So I'm very excited about this.
We bought you those, and
best present I've gotten yet.
You're welcome. There's another present coming a little later on in the show. Ray has been tasked and dispatched to go get that. But happy birthday, Dan. Congratulations.
Thank
you. Big part of the station, and you're 50 now. So
I'm proud to say
that I'm 50 years old and I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50.
You are 50. How does everything feel? You all right?
Yeah, my knees are shot. But yeah. Other than that, here's what's amazing, though, is I started at this station in 1995. That means I have spent almost half of my earthly existence working for the Score.
Bothering people.
Yeah, think about that. So, yeah, I apologize for everything. But that kind of hit home last night. I hadn't even thought about it, and somebody pointed that out to me. That's nearly
half your life.
Half my life now.
Yeah.
Has been here doing this.
There's a number of texters letting you know that you are both an asshat, and congratulations on a happy birthday. Appreciate you. You're allowed to call in today.
My timeline's going to be shot.
I absolutely messed this up for you the entire way through. I would have it other way.
I told people not to do that on Twitter. I specifically said do not inundate his timeline with birthdays.
Yeah, don't
stuff. So
do
you're
that.
Good. You'll be fine.
Don't hit up Dan on Twitter and tell him how old he is. Absolutely don't do that at Dan_Bernstein. That would be... Why would you do that to him? Why would you do it?
But you know what? I did something yesterday that I haven't done in a long time. I watched an entire baseball game straight through first pitch to last pitch, not just having it on in the room, like literally sitting. That's how old I am.
And it was Angels Cardinals.
You want to show how old you are. When you sit, because I get, you know, it's not like the kid's gone. I'm not going to go play golf or anything. No one's pulling me in any of these directions. I had no errands to run. I was up relatively early and actually sat and watched an entire big league baseball game.
I'm so old. I watched the Royals yesterday. There's a degree of old depending on which team you watched.
Watched the Royals and got rid of all my porn because the Royals told me to.
Cleared my browser history because that's how they do it in KC. So what did you think about that ball game that you watched all the way through
improbable win that makes a big difference. It's one of those when you came off of a really bad loss and then you followed it by a non-competitive loss. You know, it was almost like it's like, oh, we're just getting our dongs knocked in the dirt.
Yeah.
So you can celebrate the Victor Caratini play and the whole thing because Quintana was just ass.
He's got to get things
horrible.
Settled.
So the improbability of that win and where our narratives would be and what it meant that they, I mean, you sent the Mets into, I mean, even further of a tailspin. And if you're not reading David Roth on the Mets, he's a Mets fan.
Of Deadspin.
Yeah, David
he
Roth
came
of Deadspin.
In. We hung out with him and with
and Drew McGarry came in. And David is a brilliant, gifted writer. And when he writes the Mets, nobody feels the Mets in the way that he does. The sheer nihilism of it, the utter absurdity and pointlessness of the Mets, and how, of course, now, see you tomorrow, Mickey, is going to be one of these baseball things that lasts forever in New York lore.
This is one of my favorite things about this series, and I don't mean to try and change your opinion on Joe Maddon one way or the other, because I think Joe, as somebody who's been here and as successful and controversial as he has been, he's solidified your opinion of him. But I can't help but watch the dysfunction of the New York Mets. The fact that it goes all the way from the very top of ownership of that organization down through the general manager, who has multifold conflicts of interest with his own players on his own team and trades for the guy that he signed to a massive contract that will hamstring them for years. That all of this stuff is fantastic. And in case you missed it, Tim Healy, who's a beat writer for them, told Mickey Callaway, "See you tomorrow, Mickey." And apparently, that did not go over well with old Mickey Callaway. And he took exception to it. He MF'd Tim Healy about it. And there was a whole big kerfuffle. Jason Vargas was apparently side-eyeing or tough-guying Tim Healy on the way out
and
of the clubhouse.
He said, I could effing knock you out or something. It's like, come on, man.
Because nothing says I'm tough as a baseball player like threatening a nerdy beat writer. Like, what the hell are you doing? We were all beat up in high school. Why? Who cares? Why does anyone care that you can beat up a beat writer?
He's trying to stand up for his manager. I think that's I don't get it, but I get it.
Well, he's not going to have to do that for very long,
right?
Because Mickey Callaway's probably going to be fired in the next week and a half.
Make Phil Regan. I want an 82-year-old manager.
Why not?
Bring
in a guy
there who's
adapt. But what I mean to say is you look at where the Mets are right now. You look at the stories that are coming out of their clubhouse the day after they split a series with a very good Cubs team.
It's really easy to look at that organization and look at the Cubs organization and think, there but for the grace of Joe, go you. Think about all of the things that have happened around this. It's a major league franchise. Just like every other major league franchise, you've had controversy with Addison Russell. You've had issues with your own management because of the way you've used or not used bullpen arms. You are managing in the last 3 months of your contract. You were a 2-7 to start the season.
And he's yucking it up in his restaurant tonight.
This is, you have to be, I'm not saying Joe Maddon's the perfect baseball manager. I'm not saying that every decision he's made has been absolutely fine. And I still think leaving Aroldis Chapman into the World Series was a dicey proposition. Still, I don't know the number of guys in baseball, current or whatever, that would be able to navigate all of these things with as talented and crazy a roster as he's got. It doesn't take much to be the Mets. It doesn't.
Let me ask you an honest question. As that at-bat, that final at-bat of the game got longer and longer and longer,
yeah,
and he saw the breaking ball,
uh-huh,
and he hit some foul balls, and it looked like he was timing it up. Didn't you think that could have been the start of something bad? I started to get the icky feeling after a while as he's spitting on some pitches, fouling off some good ones, spoiling pitchers' pitches. I'm like, oh, this is how it starts.
Uh-huh.
This is the down the line, rattles around in the corner,
uh-huh,
and then
extra bases.
Another guy gets on, and then and it's off the bat. I thought, yep. And of course, they had him played perfectly.
No, yeah, Jason Hayward comes in and makes that final catch to end the game. Yeah, that's how a lot of games have felt this season, I think, with the bullpen. And that's why a conversation about Craig Kimbrel is something we're going to have this morning. That's why a number of things are right there on the forefront, whether it's Kimbrel or whether it's Hendricks or whether it's the rest of that bullpen mix and what the front office is going to do to add things to help Joe finish some games. But man, it's real tough for me to look at the gray, orange, and blue, as cool as those uniforms are, and not see a whole lot of problems and really be thankful for not having been there with this franchise, not having, you don't have to be a fan of something that is so intrinsically screwed every day.
I want
to
hear the call of that moment, because that's one of those we'll mark down for 2019. That Javier Baez 3-run home run to the opposite field. Let's relive it again after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Update.
The 0-2 from Lugo. And Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone. 3-run homer, Javier Baez. Listen to this crowd.
And watch Javier Baez enjoy the moment. And I, from his reaction for the center field camera, my first thought was foul ball. And then, but when I tried,
oh,
to,
really,
yeah,
you thought foul ball. Okay,
he's standing there.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm recalculating. I'm like, no, there's no way. My eye didn't see it that bad. There's no way that's a foul ball. And then thinking, oh, he must have gotten it, and it didn't look as certain. He knew, or he decided he was going to act like he knew, because that's what you're in it for, man. That's the kind of celebration
that's
you want.
That's the exact opposite of act like you've been there before, where it actually helps that you didn't act like you've been there before.
Correct.
Because it looked good. It
Correct.
Looked right, and you made it look good. You kind of sold it. Crack of the bat was right. The sound was good. I kind of figured that he had it. And what a moment for him. I mean, the guy, and I'll be honest, JD does a great job of this. So does Coom. It's really easy to look at Javi Baez's swing. Like, if you were an alien just dropped in on Major League Baseball with like some semblance of what the game was, but didn't know who Javi Baez was, and you saw that swing, you'd go, well, that's a lot of strikeouts. And when you get him 0-2, you just throw him that stuff away and you'll be fine. Guys have been throwing him stuff away his entire career. They make him chase, and he wants to go chase. It's two forces that like combine to exponentially increase his swing and miss. But he's learned to be such a good bad ball hitter that it mostly, granted the last 70 at-bats for him have been bad, but it mostly takes a guy like Jacob deGrom to have that kind of stuff and command to mess with Javi. I mean, you saw how frustrated he was with the first AB with the fastballs, and then he goes away to all the breaking stuff. And you heard him after the game and during it. He's all just so angry, and he's talking with Pedro Strop about it. They're not giving me any fastball. I'm not seeing anything. This is all sliders. And
welcome Strop to was like, 2019. Welcome to Major League Baseball.
That's what Strop said to him. He's like, dude, you know that. So just go hit the slider. You know what I mean? Change the approach. Fix things up.
Why would you ever throw Todd Frazier something other than a breaking ball or a changeup?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know the hitters to go do it. And the fact that Javi has been able to take his power to the breaking stuff, the fact that he's got the swing speed and the balance to get that done, it almost never matters that he's in a two-strike count because he's in his own head and through his own approach already in a two-strike count. It doesn't matter to him.
Yeah, DeGrom is fun to use it when you're playing the pitching home game. When you're trying to think along with a pitcher, and like I say,
he's tough.
You know, sitting and watching a full game and saying, okay, this is how he got this guy the first time. Let's see how he gets this guy another time. A lot of times, you know, before shows, you and I will go back and you use your MLB app.
Oh, yeah.
And we can look at these at bats and these approaches. But it was kind of nice knowing it's got to feel great to know you can put 94, 95. And I don't know if is that a cutter, a slider, a slutter, whatever you want to. Like Arrieta never even had a term for it.
Yeah.
It's not the Laminar Express.
I think he's good enough to mix the break on that when he wants.
Yeah, change the tilt.
Because
what he did to Almora was criminal.
You know, there's a conversation to be had about where this team needs to go and how it needs to be adjusted a little bit as we get closer and closer to the deadline. I'd love a shutdown lefty for sure. I don't know how much trade bait you've got to go get it, but the production you're getting out of second base and center field right now, offensively, with the exception of David Bodie, who doesn't seem to be regarded as a, I mean, he's like a pseudo full-time guy right now, right? I mean, he's not every day, he's not the everyday guy, and he's not necessarily platoon. I could stand to see more at bats from him, but it seems Joe isn't ready to give those to him yet. You've got some production issues out of Addison Russell and Daniel Descalso and Albert Almora. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if there are additions to a lineup able to be made as well as that shutdown lefty.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got the Mets, who are absolutely devolved into chaos, thanks in large part to one swing of the bat from Javier Baez and the questions that were subsequently asked of Mickey Callaway regarding his bullpen decisions. And that is, it's made for some interesting times here in Chicago baseball. The 773 says, the Mets remind me of the Cubs when they wanted to beat up Steve Stone. Yeah, those. That's not a bad call. When Dusty Baker and Kerry Wood were all mad, I mean, there were multiple times they were mad at Stoney.
And
they were mad at one time on these airwaves, and Stoney was saying to Kerry Wood, he can change the way he delivers a baseball. He can go sell cars. That got them mad. But the issues with Dusty's team, what was going on the plane, and then the comments that were leaking over to the air, it was never comfortable, and it was certainly the discomfort for fans was definitely palpable. It's nice to have it with another team that's happening to melt down in your ballpark. Rabid Randy's in Kenosha. He's on the score. Morning, Randy. What's up?
Hey, now in your complete 50 year of life and over half those spent working for a sports radio station and being close to sports, I want to know what you think about Javier Baez, because I personally, I don't think I've ever seen a player like him. Even yesterday, aside from the home run, he was a sleeve of a shirt from getting around that tag at second.
Yep.
And he's always involved in like the game-winning play, whether it be in the field or at the bat or a slide or a steal. I don't know if I've ever seen a player like him.
He is an electric baseball player, and the camera loves him.
Oh, no doubt.
He's incredibly telegenic. He just it's a je ne sais quoi. There's no way to actually describe what he is other than a uniquely electric professional athlete.
The play he made in the hole against Nito, the catcher, knowing he's got the time to do it. And I think maybe the most fun part of Javi Baez right now for me defensively is it's the periphery of it. It's the reaction that Rizzo gives him at first base when he does make a throw like that, which is no reaction whatsoever. He just cold shoulders him. He just catches the ball, walks it off. He's good to go. And just like that, that kind of knowing tip of the cap that I know he's got it. It's fine. It's no big deal. I love that part of it.
This segment's brought to you by Comcast Business. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Because beyond a simple transaction, there's making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com. Big start for Lucas Giolito tonight in Boston against Eduardo Rodriguez.
Indeed.
He was bad last time out. Mm-hmm. And this is when you start to figure out everything we're talking about, how he went from worst to best. And we find out if he can adjust from a setback, as it was that. Maybe learn a little bit about yourself. Maybe get back in the lab a little bit and try to identify some things that work, some things that don't work. You know, not to panic, but to see where that adjustment is now.
Yeah, we'll get to the White Sox. We've got a little bit more Cubs to get to as well. Joe Maddon talking about the potential for Craig Kimbrell's first few outs with the big league club. And in case we walked you through what had happened in the Mets clubhouse when we started the show. In case you missed it, maybe we can whiteboard that again, because it's got me thinking just how important Joe Maddon has been to this franchise, even if some of the decisions he's made. Not that he has been perfect, but my God. If not for Joe, you'd be messing with some things you don't want to mess with, the things that the Mets are involved with now.
And you used a phrase I hadn't really considered. He's in the last 3 months of his contract.
Yeah.
Confident enough to be doing a special radio show tonight, in fact. He's going to be hanging out. It's going to be the post-post game at Madden's Post, hosted by Ron Coomer with David Ross and Anthony Rizzo after the post game on these airwaves.
Must listen
stuff. That's going to be a thing, yeah.
Must listen stuff. You'll hear from Joe on Craig Kimbrell when we get back. It's Bernstein and McKnight on Dan's 50th birthday. 670 The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.